领个布道会啊。
We thank God for His guidance that we have this opportunity to hold our spiritual convocation.
啊，今天是星期五。
Today is Friday.
啊，大家拨空，有的还请假，专程来参加这个灵恩会。
And everyone have spent their time, even took off a day to come here to attend the spiritual convocation.
啊，愿神纪念大家。
And may God remember everyone's effort.
我们知道主耶稣复活啊升天以前呢，啊，利用四十天的时间呢，跟他的门徒们在一起。
And we know after Jesus' resurrection, prior to his ascension, he spent about 40 days with his disciples.
这四十天呢，对他们来说是很珍惜的，很珍贵的。
The disciples truly treasured these 40 days they had with Jesus Christ.
啊，有时候我在想啊，假如主耶稣今天告诉我们说，今天哈，啊，在四十天，在四十天，我们就要离开这个世间了。
Yeah, sometimes I think to myself, what would happen if today Jesus Christ tells us that in 40 days we need to depart from this world?
那我们不需要跟我们家里的人啊，跟我们弟兄姐妹要说些什么。
And we do not know what we would say to our friends or family members.
可能我们就交代很多事情了。
And perhaps we would list out the things, list of things for them to do.
那我们看主耶稣啊，他跟他的门徒啊说些什么。
And let us look at what Jesus Christ told his disciples.
哎，那主耶稣啊，他来这个世界上就在建立了地面上的教会，地面上的国度。
And when Jesus Christ was on the earth, he established the first church and first nation on this world.
所以这四十天呢，主耶稣并没有告诉他的门徒怎么去建立教会。
So in these 40 days, Jesus Christ did not tell his disciples how to build the church.
哎，没有告诉他们怎么样去组成一个负责人会。
How they could form a church council board.
没有告诉他们怎么来选举负责人。
Or how to elect church board members.
没有告诉他们怎么样建造一个很美好的会堂。
Or how to build a very beautiful chapel.
相反的，主耶稣啊，只告诉他们神国的道理呀。
On the contrary, Jesus Christ only told them the mystery of the kingdom of God.
很奇妙，在使徒的书信里面呢，看不到主耶稣在那四十天跟他们讲天国的道理、神国的道理是哪些内容。
And miraculously, out of all the epistle letters of apostle letters, you cannot see.What Jesus told them about the mystery of the kingdom of God.
那可能主耶稣啊，就是一直在重复啊，重复以前他在世的时候跟他们所讲的道理。
And perhaps in those 40 days, Jesus Christ repeated what he had told them while he was still on earth.
这主耶稣他生前以前跟他们讲些什么
？And what did Jesus Christ tell them before?
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
第十节
Verse 10
马太福音十三章第十节
Matthew 13 verse 10
门徒近前来啊，问耶稣说对众人讲话为什么要比喻呢第十一
11
耶稣回答说啊，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道不叫他们知道主耶稣用门啊，用比喻呢，跟门徒说话。
Yeah, and Jesus used parables to speak to his disciples.
那什么叫比喻啊
？What does it mean by parables?
啊，比喻就是用明显的事物，用已经大家已经知道的事物啊，的事情来解释啊，比较不熟悉的事情。
And parable is using common sense or common knowledge to explain an explainable matter.
啊，比如说有的老师啊，他解释这个物理的现象。
And for some teachers, when they're explaining the matters of physics,
那物理的现象有时候是用眼睛看不到。
And sometimes you cannot see with your own eyes.
比如说那些电子啊，那些原子。
And for example, the atoms and electrons.
啊，那这样我们有时候看到那个原子哈，啊，比如说这边是啊有原子弹发生的时候。
And
那这边是一个避难所啊，那它就画一个原子的记号。
See that in a place where nuclear bombs are dropped, you see the shelters with the sign of a neutron on there.
啊，那个我们用眼睛看不到。
And those are all things we cannot see with our physical eyes.
很难了解呀。
It's very hard to comprehend.
所以物理老师啊，他就用比喻啊，这个是怎么一回事啊，那我们就清楚了。
So the physics teacher would explain to us using parables, so we may better understand.
所以比喻的原理呢，就是说把一个东西啊放在旁边。
So the theory of physics is to place a thing on the side.
所以这个东西呢，你做个比较哈，跟要讲的那个事情来做比较。
Then you may be able to make a comparison with the matter you are talking about.
啊，比如以前我们在谈到啊，主耶稣啊，要把这个福气啊降给我们。
Before we have mentioned how Jesus Christ will send down the blessing unto us.
啊，就拿一杯水啊，拿一杯那个瓶子哈，瓶装的瓶子啊，还有一个杯子。
Then we took a can and a cup.
啊，主要是这个是很多水，这个是空的。
And one cup is full of water, the other is empty.
那我们人的罪啊，就像一张纸一样。
And the sin of man is like into a piece of paper.
那神的福气要给我们。
And the blessing of God will shower upon us.
这个水要倒进去。
We must pour the water
into
the other
cup. 可是这个罪呢，这个张纸啊，就挡在这里呀。
However, the paper which represents sin is blocking.
所以这个水倒下去以后，这个福气不会淋到我们，因为就流掉了，有这张纸在这里呀。
Once you pour down the water, the blessing will not come upon us. It will flow out of the cup.
所以这个就是一个比喻。
So that is a parable.
用熟悉的事情，杯子、纸，大家熟悉的事情，来解释一个属灵的现象。
You use things that are familiar to men to explain a phenomenon.
啊，主耶稣啊，经常用比喻啊，告诉门徒。
Likewise, Jesus Christ told parables to his disciples.
那比喻到最后的目标，总是有个目标，要叫他们了解某些事情啊。
And the purpose of parables is for them to understand a certain thing.
我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalms chapter 78.
诗篇七十八篇的第二节。
Psalm 78 verse 2.
七十八篇第二节。
Psalm 78 verse 2.
我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语。在古时候呢，做事的人啊，他说他要开口说比喻，要讲出古时的谜语。
In ancient times, the psalmist say, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from the old."
当然，做事的人他或许本身呢不知道他讲这句话的意思是什么。
Of course, perhaps the psalmist did not know what he meant by this.
他所了解的比喻啊，就是以前发生的事情。
What he understood of parable were things that happened from the old.
他们祖先所发生事情，然后把那些事情呢告诉他们的子孙。
And they would tell their descendants what had happened to their ancestors.
好的，你们要学习；不好的，作为一个警戒。
And learn of what is right and make the mistakes as warnings.
所以七十八篇也是很长的一个篇幅啊。
So chapter 78 is a very long chapter.
那讲到后来，他这个比喻是要说些什么呢？
What did the parable teach us?
我们请看七十节。
Let's read verse 70.
七十。
Verse 70.
又拣选他的仆人大卫，从羊圈中将他招来。七十一。
71.
叫他不再跟从那些带奶的母羊，要牧养自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。七十二。
72.
于是按他心中的纯正牧养他们，用手中的巧妙引导他们。就是当时啊，做事的人啊，他一个了解啊，就是后面的这几句话。
And these few verses represent an understanding of the psalmist.
啊，说比喻啊，说了一大堆。
And he spoke of many parables.
但是到后来，就是要让大家了解啊，神呢要拣选他的仆人大卫。
But the ultimate goal was for them to know that God chose his servant David.
那大卫的目的是要做什么？大卫他的工作是要做什么？
And what was the purpose of choosing David?
要牧养神的羊群呢？
To shepherd the sheep of God.
那大卫就指着以后的耶稣基督。
And David also signifies of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督要牧养他自己的羊群。
That Lord Jesus shall shepherd and tend his own sheep.
所以新约圣经耶稣所讲的所有的比喻啊，就是指的耶稣基督啊。
So all the parables Jesus Christ spoke about in the New Testament prefigures Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就是神国的主人。
Jesus Christ is the master of the kingdom of God.
所以他用很多比喻来讲到神国的事情。
So he used many parables to speak of that mystery.
啊，神国幕后的主人呢，就是他自己本身呢。
The master of the kingdom is himself.
但是因为主耶稣还是带着肉身啊，肉体啊。
But Jesus Christ still carried flesh.
所以当他在讲神国事情的时候，这个神国是一个很抽象属灵的观念。
So when he spoke of the kingdom of God, it was still a very abstract thing.
他自己又是那个国家的主人。
And he himself was the master of that nation.
他只要是明讲的话，很多人一定会听不懂啊。
If he spoke of it clearly, many would not understand.
所以你怎么可能是那个主人？你怎么可能是神呢？
They would ask, how is it possible that you
are the master? 你是人啊，你现在是跟我们一样活在世界上啊。
You are only a human being living on this earth.
我们肚子会饿，你也会饿啊。
You're hungry and you also get
hungry. 你要吃饭，我们是吃饭啊。
You need to eat, so do we.
你要休息睡觉，我们是要休息睡觉，大家都一样啊。
And like everyone else, you need to eat and rest.
因此耶稣就讲了很多的比喻要让他们了解。
Therefore, Jesus Christ spoke of many parables for them to understand.
所以耶稣他就阐明了这个天国的奥秘。
So Jesus Christ revealed the mystery of the heavenly kingdom.
那奥秘到底是指的什么？
So what is the mystery?
因为我们刚刚讲说神国的奥秘只让你们知道，不让别人知道。
We have read how the mystery of God is only to be shown to the disciples and not others.
那为什么神国奥秘只让他们知道呢？
And why did God only allow them to know the mystery?
那神早就指示了，指示了彼得说认出了耶稣就是基督啊。
And God has someone appointed Peter to say that he knows that Jesus Christ is the Christ.
所以就不需要再比喻，他知道耶稣就是神国的主人呢、啊。
And there need to be no more parables, for he knows that Jesus Christ is the master of the kingdom of God.
但对其他的人
，However for others,
让他们不了解
，they do not understand.
所以用比喻来说出神国的奥秘。
So he used parables to reveal the mystery of the kingdom of God.
那什么是神国的奥秘
？So what is the mystery of the kingdom of God？
我们从旧约时代啊来查考。
And let us study that from the Old Testament。
我们请看但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel。
但以理书第二章。
Daniel chapter two。
但以理书第二章，第二章。
Daniel chapter
29节
verse 29。
但以理书二章二十九节
Daniel chapter 2 verse 29
王啊你在床上想到后来的事那显明奥秘事的主把将来必有的事指示你三十
30
至于那奥秘的事显明给我并非因我的智慧胜过一切活人乃为使王知道梦的讲解和心里的意念就当时有个奥秘事情呢王他自己不能够解决，不能够了解。
So back then, there was a mysterious thing that the king couldn't understand himself.
因此，他都请了但以来。
So he had requested Daniel to come.
啊，但以有神的灵跟他同在。
Daniel had the spirit of God abiding with him.
所以神把这个奥秘的事情啊指示给他，他就能够清楚明白。
So God revealed this mysterious wonder to him, so he could understand.
啊、这个奥秘事情到底是指的什么
？So what was this mystery?
好，我们看三十六节。
Let's read verse 36.
这个就是那梦啊，我们在王面前讲解那梦。三十七。
37.
王啊，你是诸王之王，天上的神已经将国的权柄、能力、尊荣都赐给你。好。然后再来三十八。
38.
凡世上所住的地啊的走兽啊，并天空的飞鸟，都交付您所使您掌管这一切啊，你就是那金头。三十九。在你以后必有一国不及你啊，又有第三国就是铜的，必掌管天下。四十。
40.
第四国必坚壮如铁，铁能打碎啊，克制百物，又能够压碎一切，那国也必能够压碎。压制列国四十一。
41.
你既见象的脚和脚趾头，一半是窑匠的泥，一半是铁，那国将来必分裂。你既见铁与泥掺杂，那国也必有铁的力量。四十二。那脚趾啊、是半铁半泥，那国也必半强半弱。四十三。你既见那铁与泥掺杂，那国民也必与各种人民掺杂。却不能够彼此相合，正如铁与泥不能够相合一样。四十四。但当列王在位的时候，天上的神必另一国啊，永不败坏，也不归给别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。四十五。你既看见非人所凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥。那就是至大的神把后来的事指示给王显明这指明这梦准是这样这讲解也是确实的所以但以理很有把握这个梦就是这样子
And Daniel is very confident that this is what the dream was
这个就是一个奥秘啊。
And this is a mystery.
这个奥秘的事情要说明哪些事情呢
？So what would the mystery reveal？
啊，重点是四十四节。
The key lies in verse 44.
说神呢必定一国、哎、永不败坏不归给别人的国
And the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed、
啊、这个国呢必存到永远
And this kingdom will be everlasting
这个就是希伯来书十二章那边所记载的永不震动的国
And this is the kingdom, a steadfast kingdom recorded in Hebrew 12
就是神的国
And that is the kingdom of God
所以当时来说奥秘是什么
So what is the mystery then?
阿门说是指以后啊，有一个人要建立一个属于神的国，不能够被震动的。
The mystery is that someone will establish a kingdom that shall never be shaken.
这个国啊，必存到永远。
And this kingdom will last eternally.
这个指的神的国度啊，就是真教会。
And that symbolizes the kingdom of God, which is the true church.
那我们再来看以赛亚书四十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章。
Isaiah 42。
四十二章的第一节。
42:1。
看哪、啊，我的仆人，我所服侍，我啊所拣选，心里所喜悦的，我已经将我的灵赐给他，他必将公义传给外邦。啊，第二。
Verse 2.
他不喧嚷不扬声也不使街上听见他的声音压上芦苇他不折断江城的灯火他不吹灭他凭真实将公理传开第四
Four.
他不灰心也不上胆只等到他在地上设立公理、啊、海岛都等候他的训词这个奥秘呢以后要靠一个人、啊、来传开
In the future this mystery will be revealed through one person
说他必将公理传给外邦。
He says he will preach justice to the nations.
啊，公理啊，就是公义啊，审判。
And justice is the judgment.
这个公义审判在神的国度。
And this just judgment is within the kingdom of God.
这神公啊，神国度的一部分呢。
And that is part of the kingdom of God.
所以以后啊，要把这个事情、啊、传开，神的国度传开。
So in the end, the kingdom of God will be spread.
那他要在地上设立公理。
And he will bring justice to the earth.
那众海岛啊，都要来听他的训诲。
All the islands will come to listen to his words.
啊，神国的奥秘啊，以后有一个人啊，要来传、啊。
So at the end, there will be one man coming to preach the justice of God.
啊，当在旧约时代，这些神的奥秘啊，对他们当时代的人来说啊，是很不容易了解的。
Indeed, in the ancient time, it was difficult for them to understand that mystery.
啊，旧约时代啊，有很多在影射耶稣基督啊。
Many of the things in the Old Testament, prefigures Jesus Christ.
当时的人怎么了解有一个叫基督耶稣啊？
And for men back then, they could only understand there was a figure by the name of Jesus Christ.
可是耶稣来以后
after Jesus came,
他就把这个奥秘啊一一解开
And he revealed the mysteries one by one.
所以我们看到起初有很多的印呢
So we see that in Revelation there are many seals.
谁才有权力谁才有权柄开那些印呢
And who had the authority to open those seals.
所以圣经说、啊、只有耶稣基督才配得展开那些印
The Bible tells us, apart from Jesus Christ, no one had the authority.
So, 耶稣来了就是要打开那些印。
So when Jesus came, he opened those seals.
本来的印啊，那书卷那都是封闭的。
And or else the books were sealed.
好像但以理书里面所记载的封闭的，没有人能够看得懂。
Like it was written in the book of Daniel, the books are sealed, no one can open it.
但是耶稣基督来以后要把它打开呀。
However, after Jesus Christ comes, he will open them.
所以我们看啊，四福音书里面经常在写说，耶稣所做的事情、所讲的话，就是应验啊，要应验。旧约时代借着神借着先知所说的话
so everything that was recorded in the four gospel books everything that Jesus did and said was to fulfill the prophet books
所以就是当时的旧约时代先知、啊、他也不知道他将来他所讲的就是将来要指着某一个人指着耶稣
so all the prophets what they said in the Old Testament they knew not they did not know those were to fulfill what was to be happened in New Testament
我们看、啊、路加福音
let's turn to the book of Luke
二十四章
Chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章
Book of Luke, chapter 24.
四十四节
Verse 44.
耶稣对他们说啊，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说啊，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记载的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。没有耶稣来的话，这句话都不会应验的。
Without the coming of Lord Jesus, none of these could be fulfilled.
摩西的律法、先知的书、诗篇上所记载的事情，就指着旧约整本圣经啊。
The law of Moses, the prophets, and Psalms represents the whole Old Testament.
所以旧约时代他们所为的神的奥秘，就是指的耶稣基督。
And in the Old Testament, when they talk about mystery of the mystery, it prefigures Jesus Christ.
我们看保罗他敢断言说神的奥秘就是基督。
So Paul could say confidently that the mystery is Lord Jesus.
那当时就是保罗啊，在把这句话讲给旧约时代的人听啊，他们一定很糊涂啊。
So if Paul had preached that message to the people in Old Testament, they must have been very confused.
但是因为耶稣已经把那个奥秘已经解开了。
But Lord Jesus has already revealed the mystery.
假如耶稣没有把那个奥秘解开的话，耶稣不来，保罗也不知道啊。
If Jesus Christ had not revealed the mystery, if he doesn't come, then Paul would not have known all these.
保罗他也不能讲这句话，他也不敢讲这句话，他也不了解。
And Paul would not dare to proclaim that message, for he does not understand.
但是因为耶稣啊，他来把比喻说开，他要讲古时的奥秘。
After Lord Jesus came to make clear of the mysteries.
所以耶稣所讲的比喻啊，就是讲的神国的奥秘。
So the parables Jesus spoke of were of.The mystery of kingdom of God.
啊，神国的奥秘对我们今天来说已经解开了。
And to us, the mystery of the kingdom of God has already been revealed.
到耶稣讲了一些比喻以后啊，问门徒说：“你们了解吗？”
After Lord Jesus told them parables, he asked, "Do you understand?"
门徒说：“啊，知道了的。”
And they replied, "Yes."
因为比喻的内容，哎，就是在讲神国的事情，在讲耶稣基督。
For the parables were about the mystery of the kingdom of God and Lord Jesus Christ.
因为约翰福音说啊，这本圣经啊，这是为耶稣基督来做见证的。
Book of John records that this Bible is written to testify about Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，启示里面说啊，所有的预言啊，都是在指着耶稣基督的。
Revelation also says all the parables and prophecies were written for Jesus Christ.
我们来看启示录十九章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章的第十节。
Revelation 19 verse 10。
启示录十九章第十。
Revelation 19 verse 10。
我就匍匐在他脚前要拜他，他说：“千万不可，我和你呀、啊，并那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄啊，同是仆人，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵异。”乃是为耶稣做见证，所以，启示录的作者啊，受神的感动啊，受圣灵的感动，他告诉我们。
So, the author of the book of Revelation was moved through the Spirit and wrote this.
啊，启示录也是一个预言书啊。
And Revelation is also a book of prophecy.
跟旧约时代也是预言书。
Likewise with many books in the Old Testament.
所以启示里面的预言的灵异，哎，就是在指着耶稣基督，为耶稣基督做见证。
So the spirit of prophecy within Book of Revelation is for the testimony of Lord Jesus.
启示里面的道理并不是为了共产党做见证。
And the truth in Revelation is not for the testimony of the communist.
也不是为了哪一个国家在做见证。
Or for the testimony of any other nation.
也不是为了哪一个族群在做见证
or for the testimony of any ethnic group
也不是为了哪一个教派在做见证
for any denominations
启示乃是为耶稣做见证
and Revelation is for the testimony of Lord Jesus
所以主耶稣所讲的比喻也是为他自己做见证
so the parable spoken by Lord Jesus was a testimony of himself
他在讲神国的事情
he spoke of the matters of the kingdom of God
就是他复活以后要升天以前的四十天也是全部在讲神国的事情
To his resurrection, after 40 days prior to his ascension, he spoke of the mysteries of the kingdom of God.
那保罗他知道耶稣基督的奥秘呢
And Paul knew of the mystery of Christ.
保罗他经常接受到神而来的启示
And Paul often received revelation directly from God.
耶稣讲神国的道理
And Jesus Christ spoke of the truth of heavenly kingdom.
耶稣那时候在讲神国道理的时候保罗他不在场啊
And when Jesus spoke of the truth, Paul was not present.
说耶稣在讲什么？我看他也不知道。
So he did not know what Jesus spoke of.
因为圣经也没有说那段时间呢，耶稣讲什么话，也没有写。
And Bible did not record exactly what Jesus talked about.
可是很奇妙，保罗他知道在讲什么，神国的事情是什么。
But amazingly, Paul knew what the mysteries of God is.
所以他能够讲得很明白、很清楚啊。
So he could spoke of them clearly.
那为什么保罗他很清楚？
So why was Paul very clear about?
那事实上，主耶稣啊，在比喻当中，他已经讲得很清楚了。
In reality, Jesus Christ has already made clear in his parables.
啊，主耶稣说，凡有耳的就应当听啊。
And Lord Jesus said, "Whosoever have ears, he must listen."
那这句话我们看起来很简单，有耳朵当然要听啊，耳朵就是要听的啊。
Of course, it may seem very simple. If you have an ear, of course you will listen.
好话不好的话都要听啊。
Whether it is good or bad, you will listen.
批评的话、审判的话也要听啊。
The words of criticism or words of judgment, you hear.
所以耶稣讲说，凡有耳朵，你们都要听。
And Jesus Christ says, whoever has an ear must listen.
就要让大家小心呐、啊。
So he tells us to be aware.
你不听的话，就是审判你呀、啊。
Well, to you, if you do not listen.
我不审判你呀、啊。
I will not judge you.
我的话要审判大家。
But my words will judge you.
所以耶稣所讲的话要审判大家。
So Jesus has said, will judge everyone.
所以他所讲的比喻呢，也是包括着审判。
So all the parables he spoke of also included a judgment.
你听的话就有福气呀、啊。
If you hear, then you shall be blessed.
不听的话，你不照着去做，审判要临到。
If you do not hear,
这些听的人身上。
And do accordingly, the judgment will fall upon you.
所以不但是要听，还要去做。
So you not only hear, you also need to carry them out.
好，那我们看看保罗他所传讲神国的信息是什么。
And let us look at what is the message that Paul preached.
我们请看使徒行传。
Let's read the book of Acts.
使徒行传。
Acts.
二十四章。
Acts chapter 24.
二十四章的二十五节。二十四。
Chapter 24, verse 24.
二十四章的二十四节。
Chapter 24, verse 24.
过了几天呢，腓力斯和他夫人犹太的女子土西拉一同来到，就叫了保罗听他讲论信基督耶稣的道二十五。保罗讲论公义、节制和将来的审判，腓力斯啊就甚觉恐惧，说你暂且去吧，等我得便再叫你来。当时保罗呢他想要上诉。
So right then, Paul was to bring.
他都要被关了。
And he was imprisoned.
有时候要被提出来审问。
And sometimes he would be brought out for questioning.
因为当时啊，地方的长官呢就是兼审判官呢。
And back then the ruler was the judge.
好像以前的县长也是审判官。
And back then there.
还有省长
，and the governor was also the judge.
他们也是当审判官的，所以这个人也是一样。
So same thing with this person here.
所以他就叫保罗啊。
So he told Paul.
说你要讲一些基督耶稣的事情呢、啊。
So speak of some things about Lord Jesus Christ.
讲神国的道。
And speak of the mystery of the kingdom of God.
所以保罗他在讲些什么？
So what did Paul talk about?
讲公义、节制和将来的审判。
He discoursed on righteousness and self-control and the judgment to come.
怎么看就包括审判呢
？So judgment.
所以神国的事包括审判。
So the matters of the kingdom of God include judgment.
因此，耶稣所讲的神国的事情，所讲的比喻呢，也是包括审判。
And therefore, the parables Jesus Christ spoke of also include judgment.
我们看启示录里面这个约翰呢，就写信给七间教会。
You see, in Book of Revelation, John wrote to seven churches.
也是告诉他们呢、啊。
He told them.
凡有耳的，圣经说，凡有耳的就应当听。
Whoever has an ear must hear.
每一间教会都是一样的信息。
And the same message for every church.
我们看每一间教会呢，都是有缺点有优点。
We see all the churches carry flaws and also strength.
优点的话，它继续保持。
And continue your virtues.
那缺点的话要改正。
However, correct your mistakes.
不改正的话，他们可能就失去神国的福分呢。
If you do not, if you fail to correct them, you might lose heavenly blessing.
啊，他们只要是改正了，并且在耻辱所在道理上一直坚持着，啊，他们就有生命的冠冕。
If they make a correction, continue to hold on, hold fast to the truth, then they may obtain that crown of righteousness.
啊，有耳的就当听啊。
But as the ear must hear.
因为这是包括审判在里面呢。
But that includes the judgment.
那审判是要做什么？就好坏分开呀。
So the judgment is to separate the good from the evil.
义人啊，得奖赏。
Righteous will be rewarded.
因为他们做神所喜悦的事情，做神看为正的事情。
For they have done what is right in the eyes of God.
那恶人呢，就必须要受惩罚。
And the evil shall be punished.
我们看主耶稣经常说，把那些恶人就丢到外面黑暗里去。
See how Lord Jesus said, cast out the evil into the darkness.
因此，当我们在读主耶稣比喻的时候
，So when we read Lord Jesus' parables,
有些事情我们可以得到安慰，有些事情呢可以作为我们的一个警戒。
Some things will bring us comfort, while others will serve as our warnings.
因此，保罗啊，他传神国的福音。
Therefore, Paul preached the truth of the heavenly kingdom.
啊，就包括将来的审判。
That included the judgment to come.
那当时，他到了年纪很大，被关了。他到最后呢，也是在讲神国的道。
Even at when he was advancing age, it was imprisonment. He still spoke of the kingdom of God.
那我们请看《使徒行传》二十八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 28.
二十八章二十三节。
Chapter 28, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
他们和保罗定了日子，叫有许多人到他的寓所来。保罗从早到晚对他们讲论，这是证明神国的道。他以摩西的律法和先知的书以及耶稣的事来勉励他们。当时保罗他从早到晚呢，开了很多讲习会。
So from morning till evening, he held many seminars.
就好像我们现在这样子，从早上九点开始做聚会的。
Like us today, we have service from morning till evening.
可能比这个更早啊。
Even earlier than today.
啊，但回到教会，有人从早上五点啊就聚会了。
And for some churches in Africa, they have service since 5 a.m. in the morning.
保罗才是一样，从早到晚，讲论神国的事情。
And likewise with Paul, from morning to evening, explain the matters of the kingdom of God.
也是我们今天要多多讲论神国的事情呢。
So it tells us today we must speak more of the kingdom of God.
这是耶稣的事情。
And that is Lord Jesus Christ.
他还引用摩西的律法和先知的书。
He also used the laws of Moses and the books of prophets.
没有新约圣经呢、我们这个旧约圣经就没用，就看不懂啊。
If there is no New Testament, they will not understand what the Old Testament is about.
没有新约圣经，旧约圣经就好像跟我们一点关系都没有。
Without New Testament, you would see that Old Testament has nothing to do with us.
那没有旧约圣经的话也不行呢、
And we cannot go without the Old Testament.
没有旧约圣经就不能够证明耶稣是基督。
Without the Old Testament, you cannot prove that Lord Jesus Christ is God.
所以保罗他引用旧约的圣经来证明。耶稣的事情。
So Paul referred to the Old Testament to prove that Lord Jesus Christ is the Christ.
那这个事情呢，要放胆呢。我们请看三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
他放胆传讲神国的道。
And boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God.
将主耶稣基督的事教导人。
And taught about Lord Jesus Christ.
要讲神国的道要放胆呢。
So he must be bold and without, don't hold back when he speaks.Speak of the kingdom of God.
我们跟朋友聊天，你要不要说我放胆来跟朋友聊天
？So when we talk with our friends, shall we speak boldly?
不用，不用放胆。
Of course, we need not to do that.
你跟太太讲话的时候，也不用说我放胆跟你讲话。
When you speak with your spouse, you don't need to speak to them boldly.
但是保罗在传讲神国的道，必须要放胆。
But Paul needed to speak boldly when he preached about the kingdom of God.
那为什么要放胆呢
？Why did he need to do that?
因为神国的道是包括审判呢。
For the kingdom, the truth of the kingdom of God includes judgment.
那审判很多人呢不喜欢听。
Many people do not like to hear about the judgment.
因为每一个人只喜欢听好听的话。
Everybody only like to hear what is pleasing.
好听的话大家都很喜欢听啊。
And most people like to listen to what is pleasant.
他怎么样？人愿意听啊？说，哎，我做错事情啊。
And no one likes to hear what or hear someone point out their wrongs.
说为什么主耶稣来以后，那个光啊，照黑暗里，有人不愿意接近那个光。
And this is why after the Lord Jesus came, there's people who do not like to draw near to that light.
有一个年轻人呢、啊。
There's a young man.
他上了教会以后。
After this person started coming to church.
听到牧师在讲道理。
And they heard the pastor.
他回去啊，就睡不着觉。
And he could not fall asleep after.
而且牧师讲说啊，这个有罪，那个也有罪。
And he heard the pastor saying that this person has sin, that has sin.
所以他回去啊，觉得哎，我这全身都是罪啊。
So he felt really guilty. He could not fall asleep.
他都睡不着觉。
He couldn't fall asleep.
哇，这个很伤心呐、
啊。So he was very sad.
他都去找这个心理医生。
Then he went to seek after a psychiatrist.
啊，心理医生听一听以后，就告诉他。
After the psychiatrist heard his problem, he told him.
啊，你这个问题很简单呐、啊。
It's very easy for you to solve your problem.
这个牧师一直讲这个罪的事情，说让人觉得很，让人觉得很有啊罪恶感。
You feel really guilty because of what the pastor said about sin.
很简单嘛，你就不要上教会。
So very easily, just don't go to church anymore.
你不上教会，什么事情都听不到。
If you don't go to church, you'll hear nothing.
审判的事情也听不到。
You're not hearing anything about judgment.
你也不会有这个罪恶感。
You're not even have that guilty conscience.
你的生活都很舒服。
You have a very peaceful and smooth life.
所以人们就避免接近那个光啊。
So people refrain themselves from drawing near the light.
因为光啊，有时候很刺眼啊。
Sometimes the light is very it will hurt their eyes.
比如说，我看那个大光那边有玻璃，它是透明的。
For example, if you look at the light through the glass,
我不能够看那边，我要看大家。
You can't look straight into it.
因为光太强了，会刺眼。
If it's strong, it will hurt your eyes.
所以这个光会照到人民的缺点。
So this light will shine upon our mistakes.
所以圣经为什么说啊？当时彼得他在正道啊。
Now this is why the Bible says when Peter was preaching.
很多人觉得很扎心，好像被刀刺痛一样，刺了一样。
Many felt their hearts were pierced by.
哇，那个刀一刺下之后，血淋淋呢、啊。
Once the sword pierced through your heart, it would be very bloody.
那个刀啊，就是神的道。
And that sword represents the word of God.
神的道也是包括审判。
Words of God also includes judgment.
所以当时的人听了以后，哇，就会很扎心呢、啊。
So when people heard of the words of God, they felt pierced at heart.
可是他们没有办法，只有一条路可以走。
But they could not but walk on that only path.
怎么来避免啊？怎么来避免这个伤心的事情啊？这个被刀刺的事情在重复的发生？
So how can they refrain from being pierced by the words of God again?
那只好来信耶稣吧。
They could only believe in Christ.
只好接受洗礼，把这个罪解决掉。
To believe in, to have water baptism and get rid of their sins.
啊，像我们现在听了道理以后，你觉得很欣慰啦。
So once you heard of the truth, you might feel very peace at heart.
因为神的审判啊，就是对那些坏人的审判。
For the judgment only falls on the evil ones.
对好人来说，这是一种奖赏。
And for the righteous, it's considered a reward.
啊，比如说这个。警察把这个坏人、啊、抓起来。
For example, if a police imprisons a bad man,
给他判刑，把他关到监牢里。
And put him in prison.
就对我们这些好人做好事情的人、不犯法的人的一种奖赏啊。
And it's actually a reward for those of us who do not do any evil.
因此，保罗他放胆讲论神国的道。
So Paul spoke of the kingdom of God boldly.
就是人们不喜欢听的话，照常讲。
Even people do not like to hear, he still spoke of them.
因此我们今天要讲神国的道。
So today when we speak of the
什么算作讲神国的道
？Truth of God, what does it mean?
就不要怕，就是有人不喜欢听的话，照讲。
It means to not be afraid, even others don't like to hear it.
因这是神国的道。
For it is the kingdom of, the truth of God.
神国的道当然是包括审判。
And of course that includes judgment.
有人不喜欢听。
Some might not like to hear it.
有人会警告这个讲的人说：“哎，你不要讲那些道理啊，那些道理啊，这个。”不好啊！
Someone even tell the
不能讲
the speaker to not speak.
大家不喜欢听
for people, no one likes to hear them.
神的道理没有似是而非，对就对，不对就不对。
But there is no right or wrong to the truth of God. It's either right or wrong.
不对没关系啊，不对就悔改啊。
It is okay for it to be wrong.
有一些犯罪的人
，your people will commit a sin.
我们是同情他，他生活在罪中啊。
Pity them for they dwell within sin.
我们引导他的悔改。
We guide them to repentance.
不是同情他那个罪。
But we do not have pity on their
sin. 就同情他这个人呢、啊，还沉浸在罪里头。
Instead, we have compassion on this person.
所以我们要去接近他。
So we must draw near to them.
引他来悔改。
Lead them back.
也不用怕说，哎，我讲这个事情可能会得罪他，他不喜欢听呢。
And do not be afraid that when you say tell them this, that they will be offended.
不然的话，就不算是讲神国的道。
Or else, it would not be considered speaking of the kingdom, truth of the kingdom of God.
我们请看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 15.
15章19节.
Jeremiah 15 verse 19.
耶利米书15章19节.
Jeremiah 15 verse 19.
神如此说啊, 你若归回, 我就将你再带来, 使你站在我面前, 你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来, 你就可以当我的口, 他们必归向你, 你却不可归向他们。 20. 我必使你向这百姓成为坚固的铜墙, 他们必攻击你, 却不能够胜你, 因我与你同在, 要拯救你, 搭救你, 这是神说的。 所以我们做真的是教会的一份子。
So if we are truly a part of this church,
我们必须要传讲神国的道。
We must preach the truth of the kingdom of God.
好像耶稣基督在讲神国的道一样。
Like into when Jesus Christ was preaching those words.
好像保罗在讲神国的道一样。
Just as Paul was preaching the truth.
要放胆讲。
Must preach boldly.
他们要归向我们呢。
And they shall return to us.
不是我们去承认他们, 不是我们去跟他们妥协。
And it's not us who compromise with them.
不是我们要去跟他讲说, 啊, 对不起啊, 我讲这个话, 这个不应该讲啊, 讲这个话, 伤到你。
And it's not for us to apologize to them for offending or hurting them.
是他们要归向我们。
However, it is them who will turn to us.
他们当然了, 有人会攻击啊。
Of course, some will attack us.
但是神必与我们同在。
However, the Lord shall be with us.
我们要成为坚固的铜墙。
Will be a fortified wall of bronze.
因为神与我们同在。
For the Lord is with us.
所以主啊我们 忠心忠于神的国度。
As long as we're faithful to the kingdom of God,
我们要了解神的国度是包括什么。
You must understand what the kingdom of God encompass.
公义。
Justice.
对的事情。
All the right
在神眼中是对的事情。
All that is right in the eyes of God.
叫圣经告诉我们的话。
That is everything the Bible tells us.
耶稣基督的教导。
And the teachings of Lord Jesus.
还有包括节制。
Include self-control.
还有包括审判。
Also include judgment.
叫神国的内容。
And now these are the content of the
kingdom of God.
So what is the mystery of the kingdom of God?
事实上就是耶稣基督本身呢。
And that is Jesus Christ in himself.
所以他讲了很多比喻。
So he spoke of many parables.
可是事实上只要讲他自己。
And in reality, he's speaking of himself.
发现因为他还在这个世界上。
Until today, he's still on
他还没有得荣耀。
He has not yet received glory.
所以他必须要用比喻来讲。
So he needed to use parables.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
大概 约翰福音呢, 有个地方啊, 在指出 耶稣啊, 必须要往父那里去。
Place in the book of John records how Lord Jesus shall go to the place of his heavenly Father.
那门徒说啊，你现在是明讲啊。
And the disciple says, "Are you telling us clearly?"
不是用比喻的。
You're not using parables.
那为什么门徒说你现在是明讲，不是用比喻的？
So they ask, "Why are you telling us this without using parables?"
啊，因为他已经讲得很清楚了。
For he has already
他要往父那里去。
Spoken clearly that he shall go to his Father.
因为时间到了。
But the time has come.
他得荣耀的时间到了。
The time for his glorification has come.
那以前呢，他必须用比喻呀。
And before he needed to use parables.
我们看约翰福音16章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
16章28节。
16 verse 28.
我从父出来到了世界，又离开世界，往父那里去。
29。
门徒说：“如今啊，你是明说啊，并不用比喻的。”那耶稣假设用比喻的话，
If Jesus had used parable,
他就不会讲得那么清楚。
He would not have spoken it so clearly.
那现在他自己表明他是谁啊？
And now he had revealed who he was.
他是从父那边出来的。
He came from the Father.
所以他必须要回到父那里去。
So he must go back to the Father.
所以他自己表明他自己的身份。
So he had revealed his identity.
他要回到神国那里去。
He must return to the kingdom of God.
因为他是神国的主人。
For he is the master of the kingdom of God.
门徒啊，听得很明白啊，说这个您已经明说了。
So the disciples understood it.
啊，不需要用比喻的。
So they said you need not to use parables.
因此我们今天所讲的。
So today all we say
也是让来查考耶稣所讲的比喻的一个介绍。
It's also an introduction to the parables said by Jesus Christ.
神国的奥秘啊，耶稣的道理，神国的奥秘。
The mystery of the kingdom of God and the truth of
the kingdom. 是为
耶稣做见证。They are all testimonies for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要把握这个主题。
We must hold on to that truth.
我们讲道理也是为了耶稣做见证。
For all the sermons we give are for the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们休息，再继续啊。
And we take a break.
我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.